all innocent life is equal in worth, Israeli and Palestinian. I urge the government of Israel to exercise maximum restraint.
It is 11:06. Great to have you here on this Friday. That comment the Prime Minister said earlier this week is definitely being noticed around the world. Certainly playing big if you're on the Hamas side. I mean, one of the biggest issues in this war is the weapon of propaganda. And that comment the Prime Minister said there played right into it because, you know, suggesting Israel is not using restraint just plays into the hands of Hamas. And Hamas are masters of manipulation. They're great at propaganda. They're happy to use Palestinian children and women's carnage and suffering to sway opinions. And it does work because people buy right into it. The media reports it. You know, and sometimes it's misreported. We saw that with certainly the hospital, Al-Shifa Hospital, that Israel was blamed for bombing when that was not true. In fact, it was Hamas. It was Hamas that bombed it because Hamas blames and denies that there are tunnels and headquarters under the hospitals. And those tunnels have been a big, big flashpoint in this war. I mean, it's been widely known for over a decade that they're there. But now we're only now starting to get the actual evidence from the IDF. And I guess once they lay it all out, and they will in the coming days, then maybe the UN, WHO, and all those who do actually know that this exists will start saying, oh, okay, finally we'll say that Hamas has been using the hospital as a shield. But the bottom line is, it's been there, and all our officials know about this, including the Prime Minister, because we funded it. Yeah, money we give, you know, to certain UN groups actually pays for those tunnels to be built. So we can pretend that they don't exist, but they do because we've helped pay for them. Abi Ben Lolo is founding chairman and CEO of the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. He joins us now because you've written about this in the National Post. So I appreciate you joining.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex, this morning.
All right. You know, this is, let's talk about the propaganda part of this. And I think for me anyway, certainly with the Prime Minister's comments, I mean, he was playing for a domestic audience here, but what he did was play right into the hands of Hamas. How did you see that moment?
Yeah, look, as a Jewish community, you know, we were shocked by the comments because, as you said, it does play right into the hands of Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization designated by Canada itself as a terrorist organization. Of course, Israel doesn't want to see any deaths and has spread leaflets to the civilian population to move out of particular areas. Has sent MSM messages to the people there to move out. So it's done everything it possibly can not to bring harm to the civilian population. And here we are with our own prime minister indirectly blaming Israel for the deaths when we all know that Hamas uses its own civilians as human shields. All Hamas has to do is actually stop fighting Israel for the Palestinians to not die in this war. But of course, we know that Hamas isn't going to do that. It uses its own civilian population for its own propaganda. It cares not to murder them and to throw them off roofs. And so it's quite disconcerting that our own prime minister made that statement, also inflaming the anti-Semitism that we are seeing on a minute-by-minute basis across our own country. Mm-hmm. And this should be a cause for concern.
Well, it should be, but we're, 6 weeks in, and I'm sure they'll get around to be concerned. Having said all that, he also did make a comment and I think he's trying to put it out there that, you know, the Canadian government, being the Trudeau government, has, been very generous with UNRWA, which is the United Nations, United Nations
Relief Works Agency.
There you go. I was getting to that. They've all got these kitschy names, but, you know, that we've given so much money to that, to, of course, help the people of Palestine, when that's not where it's going. And so I'm not sure why he likes to brag about this, but this to me is like one of those things that should have been canceled a long time ago.
Yeah, and look, and we've been writing about this and producing reports for the last 6 months, because since January, in fact, there have been incredible amount of attacks against Israeli civilians by Palestinians. And so we release reports continuously through that time, calling on Canada to stop funding UNRWA. And in fact, Canada did the exact opposite, which was renew our own taxpayer money to this UN agency. It's important to understand what this UN agency is about. This UN agency actually holds the Palestinians in a holding pattern. It's the only UN agency that is dedicated to one refugee group, not a global refugee group, not all refugees, but only to the Palestinians themselves. And it has a budget of nearly $1 billion+ to fund them to stay in Gaza, to stay in Lebanon, in Jordan, in Syria, in these holding patterns. Why holding pattern? For when, in fact, Israel is destroyed by the Arab world, they can then move in. And that's the idea. Rather than having these refugees be absorbed in their locations and rebuild their lives and thrive and so forth, they're holding them in this pattern. And Canada is a contributor to this holding pattern to the tune of $100 million. And we know now that much of the money that we are sending over through UNRWA, even though the Canadian government says it's done, it does its own due diligence, and even though UNRWA promises that that's not the case, we know that money is fungible. We know that it's indirectly subsidizing, whether it's the pay for slave program that the Palestinians have. It's the only program actually that funds, if you kill a Jew, if you're a terrorist and kill a Jew, you are then compensated for that by the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah.
It's an actual program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is the thing. So the United, this is why I have zero time for the United Nations, WHO, and all the rest of it. You know, you've got Tedros, whatever his name is, coming out saying, you know, shame on Israel, don't use the hospital as a battleground. He darn well knows what's going on under that. The UN, they all know that the Hamas leadership is worth billions. They're sitting over in Qatar. Their kids are all in private school. And so while Israel's blamed for, you know, starving the Palestinian people, taking their electricity, their gas, all the rest of it, they all know this. And yet they come out and they're wagging their finger at Israel, inflaming what doesn't need inflaming.
Yeah, it's all pretend. It's all pretend. And it's and look, and of course,
so why doesn't anyone question it? This is my problem. Like, we take them at their word, like as gospel, not to mention the Hamas. Hamas has become like a reporter of we've taken all their stats on deaths. I have no idea how many people have died, but apparently Hamas is now a reliable source.
Right. And exactly. And Hamas is feeding the media this misinformation, and the media is using it, you know, whether it's the numbers and the hospitals and so forth. So you know, the media has to become much more critical of these numbers. You know, you can't, Hamas is not a regular government entity, you know, that where its numbers, of course, are legitimate or its information is legitimate. It's all propaganda. And so what's disappointing is, whereas Israel is an ally of Canada, it's a democratic state that is functioning very similar to Canadian values in all rights and freedoms, you know, that Israel is questioned, but Hamas is not questioned. And that is really the heart of the matter. And frankly, I have to tell you, Alex, that it just, to our eyes, it just comes from an anti-Semitic point of view that is continuously promoted and propelled, you know, from within government circles, from within the media, from within university campuses. And that is the basic blatant answer. And it's time for us all to confront that truth and say it out loud and stop, you know, dancing around, you know, and pretending and putting out these mistruths.
Yeah. Laith Maruf has been very busy in the last few days. He's out there promoting a lot of his stuff. Avi, I very much appreciate it, you joining us here.
Well, thank you very much for doing this. We appreciate it, too.
That's Avi Ben-Lolo with the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. But yeah, Laith Maruf, and if you don't know who he is, he's a career anti-Semite, lives in Lebanon. He's gotten $600,000 from the Canadian government because the Trudeau government put him on the payroll to teach broadcasters like me about Jew hate. And he's out there on Twitter now. he's very busy these days. Got a new name on Twitter, and he's out there attacking the Jews. We are called Jew-saters now. And I wonder if a Jew-sater is like a crusader. Do I get an outfit with my Jew-sater? Do I get like a stretchy outfit with lasers? Anyway, Laith Maroof back on Twitter, keeping busy.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.